office right now, peeking out my window, and my office window is right on the street front where I work. I work from home. I have a home office. For those of you that are playing at home and didn't know that, so I'm technically in my house. No, I'm actually in my house, in my spare room, which is converted into an office right on the street front, looking out the window, and my view right now is three police cars, one what we call a divvy van, like a panel van, to lock up people that the coppers use, and two patrol cars, all sitting out the front. And I don't know if you can hear it, but there's screaming and whatnot going on next door. And what appears to have happened is we've got a couple of lowlifes living next to us. It's a housing commission block next to us with four units in it, of which three of them, of the four, are alcoholics and or drug users. And it appears that there's been arguments and fights, and I can't quite tell if someone's just OD'd, freaked out, flipped out, or been punched out. But that's what's going on now. And it just drives me crazy. I'm just trying to do my stuff, you know, and we've got this rubbish next door. It's just, I think it's time to go. And, you know, they're not even drug dealers. They're drug users. I mean, drug dealers at least have initiative and run a business and, you know, have to think about these things. Unemployed drug users do nothing but sit around and sit on the street and watch the cars come and go all the time. It's a constant worry to me that the guy next door, or one of the guys next door, is watching us come and go, knows when we've gone, and, you know, quite honestly, can look through the window at any time and see the computers and iPads and everything sitting on my desk here. It just freaks me out. So, I don't know. I think it's time we go. I think we need to pack up and get out of here, because this stuff happens all the time. I mean, it's freaking, what, Wednesday afternoon? And you got people freaking out because they've been smoking too much and they're so high that they beat the crap out of each other, and you get three patrol cars in the house next door. I mean, it isn't the first time it's happened. I gotta go. I gotta get a new house. It's time for us to leave. I mean, it's not like we're in a bad suburb. I mean, I'll just be really clear with that. We're in a reasonable suburb, but sprinkled into the rest of this family cul-de-sac, they have these housing commission places. And it just drives me crazy. You know, I'm sure there are plenty of housing commission places which are just fine. But as I said, three out of the four a drug dealer, just drug users and are unemployed and just sit around all day. The fourth one, unfortunately, is this little lady that it just lives completely in terror. And I'm actually, you know, so sorry for her. Anyway, I just thought I'd capture it while it was happening. I might just sit back and watch the ambulance leave with the woman and see what happens with the other patrol cars.